again, and welcome to the Morning Report here on NewOrleansSaints.com. I'm John DeShazer. It's Thursday, September 12th, but we're going to go back to Wednesday. Wednesday was the time we first got our extended injury report for the week, and the bad news for the Saints, two defensive linemen, Tyron Walker and Broderick Bunkley, did not practice. They may not be available for Sunday's game at Tampa Bay and Raymond James Stadium. We're going to monitor that situation. But the good news on the injury front is defensive lineman Glenn Foster returned to practice. Now, granted, it was on a limited basis, but he did return, so he may be available for Sunday. Now, of course, we're still talking about the Atlanta victory in the season opener, 23-17 at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. And one of the heroes of that game was safety Roman Harper. Roman Harper sat down with the Morning Report and talked to us. We're here with Roman Harper. Two huge turnovers in game one. I know you joked about, you know, you thought back to your quarterback days on the fumble return. did you feel like you had a chance to score on that?
Well, you know, looking back on it now, I've seen it on tape, there was no chance I was going to score. But I did make a couple guys miss, and that's what I really try and pride myself on is if I touch it, I'm going to try and make somebody miss, and I'm going to try and get somewhere with it. And, you know, just try and get some little bit of yards, make it easier on drilling those guys, and they converted to a touchdown like the very next player. So it was great for that, and I'm just glad I was able to help my team do whatever I could.
Now, even more than that, the end zone interception pretty much to snuff out Atlanta's last drive. Fourth down, pretty much a game-winning interception. I mean, I know Kenny Vaccaro ends up with the tip, yeah. You end up with the ball. Have you had a game-winning interception before?
I don't know, man. I played a lot of ball in my life, so I don't know. But at the end of the day, man, that was a big play for this whole defense, this whole team, for this city. The way we came out there and won that game at the end. And, you know, the last couple of years, it's been like that. I think Jabari made the tip last year and knocked it down against Roddy and those guys last year in the back line just to win at the last second, and now this year another win. It seems like every single game against Atlanta is always like that, and it's just the way it is, man. They're more fun that way.
How gratifying is it to be on the field defensively to get that stop to win the game? Because I know a lot of times defenses say, okay, we want the onus on our shoulder.
Yeah, man. For us to go out there and step up and, for them to get down there in a two-minute drill and they make a couple plays, but for us to still be able to stand up, not get down on each other, still believe that we're going to get this thing stopped and just keep fighting and keep battling. That's the type of defense that you want. That's the type of defense you want to be a part of, and that's what you want to be in there for, man. And that's what we get paid to do, is to make plays like that at the end, at the most crucial times, not to lose faith and not to, you know, believe in each other and go out there and make the play, and we did that.
Now, two huge games this weekend, the Saints in Tampa Bay on Sunday, Bama, Texas A&M Saturday. Your thoughts on that game?
Sounds like two good wins for the home team to me. You know what I mean? So it's going to be fun, man. I look forward to watching Alabama whoop up on A&M. It's going to be close, though. It's going to be tough. We got to handle that initial surge that they're going to have, and that crowd and everything. We understand the 12th man, but we got to put them to sleep, and then we need to dominate up front in that game. And then when it comes to Tampa Bay, it's going to be tough. We understand that, but you know what I mean. These games are always tough in this league, and we need to find a way to win it, whatever it takes. We got to be able to do it and keep this thing going. We need to build some early momentum, and we just got to keep riding this thing.
Well, we're going to thank Roman for joining us here on the Morning Report. That's the second time we had Roman. And, you know, as you can hear at the end, he loves that Roll Tide. So he loves his Alabama Crimson Tide. They're in a big game this weekend. We're going to have more reports this afternoon on the afternoon route with myself and Sean Kelly. Coach Payton will give us the rundown on the preparations for the game against Tampa Bay, as well as maybe some player interviews online. So join us again this afternoon for more reports on NewOrleansSaints.com.